ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it, buddy.
All right, I'm going to do the intro as like unawkward as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. We are back here, or I guess this is our first time here for episode number one.
We can't be back here if we've never been here.
I know, we've never been here before. This is like the first time. So thank you guys for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. As I talked in the video previous to this upload, this is going to be one of the new pieces of content we're going to be rolling out for 2023. And it's a really good thing that we're doing here because we can talk about anything.
Heck yeah.
You know, the podcast that was on this channel before, I don't know if you even listened to it or not.
I did once or twice.
Because like maybe 200 not people much. Listened to it ever. But we had truck pullers coming on, which was fun.
Yeah.
But there was only like 5 truck pullers ever that wanted to come on camera. So we're back here. I got Ryan here with
What's going on?
We can literally talk about anything now. So we might have truck pullers on here, but we're going to dive into literally anything we can think about, which is really awesome because we can use this as a platform to kind of introduce you guys to all the different pieces of content we're going to work on this year. We can talk about current events going on in the world, sports, hunting, basically anything that anyone would like to do
pretty much have fun. Pretty much our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
I think it's going to be fun. Ryan was the perfect person to do this with. Mm. I've known you for what? Probably like...
Dude, it's been a minute. I mean, we met senior year. No. Yeah, senior year of high school.
Or junior year, I think.
It was junior year.
It was like junior year going into senior year, I think.
Yeah, because that's when I started Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Started working there. Yeah, crazy to think this all started... Thanks to the good old Dairy Queen.
The Dairy Queen, me backing into your dad's Chevy.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And the fact that you didn't even know my name for the first like 3 weeks.
So Ryan's name's Ryan, obviously. And I thought his name was Ricky for like the first 2 months that we knew each other.
To be like real precise about it, he didn't even know who I was. But one of my buddies who got me hooked up with working into Dairy Queen said... who I was to Colton and that I was going to be starting. And he goes, a couple days after he was asking him, he goes, so when's that Ricky Melon kid start? Being that, you know, not Melon, it's last name's Lemon. So he had it close. It was a fruit.
It was close enough. At least I cared to ask him if he was starting, you know.
And then everyone seemed to really enjoy that. And for the next year that I worked there, No one called me by my first name. I was Ricky to everybody.
Sorry about that.
Hey, it's all good.
And even like this past fall, your name was Ricky on your softball jersey.
Oh, heck yeah. You got to embrace it.
I mean, it's just going to probably stay forever now.
Yeah, no.
And now that the viewers know your nickname's Ricky, it's game over.
That's what it is. I mean, there's still people, if I run into some people that we worked with, they'll still call me Ricky.
Dude.
Just like certain people that like found out about the nickname.
I feel
not
like
even
I'm
people
like,
that work there. Some people just like found out that they called me Ricky and they still call me Ricky to this day. I'm okay with it. I mean, like,
I
answer to it.
That's kind of an honor to me that I like, picked your nickname.
It should be.
And it stuck. There's so many people that have nicknames, and there's that one person that started it all.
Yeah, I mean,
started your nickname.
You can't pick your own nickname. So it's like when someone picks your nickname,
you're done
and it
for.
Sticks that
and
long.
And you better like it, because if you don't like it, then
like,
you're
that's been
for.
Like 5 years, dude.
Yeah.
At least. So
yeah, and it's for a lifetime to go.
Heck
so.
Yeah.
But Ryan was like the perfect guy to do this with. And we've been talking about doing a show
forever, dude.
It's literally been probably a year.
It's been a while.
Right. And when the truck pulling thing didn't work out and I looked at the Appalachian Outlaws as a brand and wanted to continue it out of the motorsports scene, I was like, who's that one guy that I could literally sit and have a conversation with forever? And it was this guy here.
Heck yeah.
And it just so happened like probably 3 months ago, you're like, dude, I want to start a podcast.
Dude, I don't know. I guess my motive behind the whole thing is just like, I love to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll talk to anybody. I'll talk to anybody anywhere about anything. But whenever I can talk to someone like you that's into, you know, hunting, outdoors, you know, we play softball together, you know, all this different stuff we've done together. So it's like, we got a lot to talk about, a lot in common.
Right.
And it's just like, when you find someone you can just talk about stuff with.
You found like the perfect storm of a conversation.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Pretty much. And that's like, that's what I'm going for here. And like, you know what I mean? As the years progresses and, you know, what we're doing changes, like, we got the same interests in sports.
Right.
You know, similar activities and stuff like that. And we can just, like, talk about our life. We don't have to like
right.
talk about and, like, shit. That the funny
thing
to
is,
us.
Like older people will watch this, and we're still like so young, mm-hmm. and we're gonna go through like all this crazy stuff in life, and we can literally document it.
Yeah, I know. That's what's like, gonna be great. Just like,
talk about it, dude.
Dude, it's I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So do it. The plan is we're gonna probably drop one of these once a week, right? We're gonna try to do it once a week.
I think so. That's what we'll try to.
I feel like every time I try to like make something and I say I'm gonna upload this every Monday, it never works out. So that's like a soft promise to you guys that we're gonna drop these once a week. I'm sure like in the summertime and stuff, we're gonna have so much stuff going on where it would be really easy to sit here. So we're gonna try to upload once a week. We'll see how that goes. No promises. We're going to try to have guests on too. So yeah, I don't know.
I've been talking to a lot of people that I know and you probably know a lot of them too.
Yeah.
People we've played softball with, just people, friends of mine, stuff like that. And you know, they're all talking about, you know, let me get on there one time. I want to sit there and talk. And
right.
I mean, you know, some of the people I'm talking about. So I think it would be a lot of fun just having our friends on, just make it like, this is our lives.
Right. And
putting it on audio.
And one of the themes of the podcast is like just talking about like literally anything, like I
life.
Don't want to say
literally
like,
life.
Literally life.
That's
so
it. That's it. What we do in life, right. What we like in life.
So we might still have like a truck puller on here, or we'll have like a local athlete come on and talk about the upcoming season. We'll have one of our lifelong friends come on who we haven't talked to in forever, and we'll say, hey, come on, let's record a podcast and literally like catch up. On
Heck
camera
yeah.
and stuff, so
yeah, we'll see where it leads. You know,
should be
I think,
a lot of fun.
I think it opens a lot of doors.
It does
for a lot of people. You know,
it does, and just the openness of this platform is going to be a lot of fun because there's other pieces of content that we're working on behind the scenes. This is like the first new like show, if you want to call it.
Yeah, I guess that's what you can call it.
On the Outlaw channel. So we're gonna use this like. Platform as a way to introduce everything else to you guys. So if someone new on the team comes in and starts creating videos or something, we're going to use this as like an introduction to that.
Heck yeah.
Should be Heck a yeah. lot of fun, but what have you been up to? Because I haven't seen you in a while. But
yeah, no, it's been a couple weeks. I mean, we've been talking a lot.
And it's mainly been about the show, but.
Yeah, no. So actually this, I just had a big weekend.
Really?
I met up with, two of my buddies from home here. And a guy that I met on this trip last year, awesome dude, all big into fishing. And actually my one buddy is new to it this year. And you know, we were looking for a fourth guy and I was like, I know the perfect guy. Let me see if he wants to go. He was all on board, didn't know what he was going to be doing, but he said, count me in.
Yeah.
And, so we went, on an ice fishing trip.
No way.
You know, around here, you know, it's been a warm winter. We haven't had a lot of ice.
Oh, my God. It's been like in western Pennsylvania, there has been no ice probably up until this past week.
Yeah, no. I mean, we got ice around Christmas because it was, you know, down near zero. Yeah. But ever since then, like, no ice.
So where did you guys go? Can you, like, give at least an area?
It's up towards Scranton, like Poconos. Okay.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area.
We fished, I believe, Duck Harbor and I think Promised Land State Park.
Okay.
And dude, we had an absolute blast. We stayed in an Airbnb. It was actually in like a gated community,
which
was freaking like, so on the way up there, we had a little panic attack because we knew we'd need IDs and stuff to get in. Our one buddy that we met over there, he lives over that way. He said, you're going to need your IDs. So when we were on the phone with him, we all started getting our IDs out. My buddy left his in his car at my house when we left.
Geez,
he left his whole
dude.
Wallet in there. So he didn't have his wallet for the weekend.
How could he do that?
Well, I think he thought he had it, or like he thought it was in his pants and just like took it out
just
when he was driving.
Just an honest mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're scrambling in the truck to figure out how the heck we're going to get him in, because like if he doesn't have ID, like they took all our names whenever we booked it and stuff. And we're like, dude, how's he going to get in? Like, we can't like smuggle him in and they're expecting four people. So eventually we got his mom on the phone and he got a picture of his passport sent to him. And then, so we're like, well, if this isn't going to work, then like, screw it. He's not getting in. You know what I mean? Nothing we can do about it at that point.
Yeah.
And so we get there and we're like, all right, here we go. This is it. Like, it's going to work or it's not going to work. And we get there, pull up. It was like, dude, it was late. We didn't get there till like 10 o'clock.
That's a pretty far drive from here.
Yeah, it was about 4.5 hours.
That's not bad. I was thinking a little bit further than that.
But. Yeah, it was only about 4.5 hours, which, I mean, it was long, figuring it was mostly dark. But, I mean, when you got conversation the whole way.
Right, like, and you're with bodies and stuff, it goes quick, for sure.
Definitely seemed like a quicker trip than what it actually was. But we pull up, and the guy wasn't saying much. And then he asked for an ID. He asked for... my buddy Ryan that was driving, he asked for his driver's license. That's the only license he needed.
Oh,
he
sweet.
Didn't need mine. He didn't need it.
So it all worked out.
We panicked for a solid half hour. Like,
and then it was like fine after
that. Yeah. So it didn't even matter. And then obviously, you know, we got our like pass for the place and then we were in. It was a nice little cabin, you know, for what we were using it for.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Did you guys do any good eating out there?
So actually we didn't like go out to eat at all. Everything we like caught, we ate. Well, not everything, like any keepers we had. And then I took some deer meat out. I made deer sticks and I took out to snack on. And we ran to the store, got some stuff, and everyone just kind of had stuff. So we had a lot of, venison steaks, backstrap, a lot. And we caught... I want to say the first day we caught about 15 either crappie or perch.
So, like, how does that go? Do you have, like, a certain time of day where ice fishing is better than usual? Or can you kind of just go out whenever? And
So pretty much, I mean, you can go out any time of day. I mean, like a lot of fishing in general, morning and evening bite is where it's at. But, I mean, they're going to bite all day. First day we were out, dude, it was brutal.
I'm sure, because it was like...
It started out... So up there, it started out about... The high of the day was 20 degrees, and that was in the morning. We were out all day. About an hour after sunrise to after dark.
Wow. That's a long day.
Yeah. So we had two tents. One of them was thermal, one wasn't. That ended up playing big.
I'm sure it did. That sounds fair.
We're out there. You know, we got set up, and we were setting up our first tip-up. Do you know what a tip up is?
I'm unfamiliar with this whole game. Okay, I got you. You might as well just explain.
So a tip up basically is, I'll call it a contraption, so to speak. It's the easiest way but there's a spool on it and you drop it down a hole and then it's triggered whenever it either starts spinning or there's different ways to trigger them. Whenever line is taken out and you like put a minnow or something, shine or something like that, whatever you want on it. And then whenever something eats it, pulls line, it'll set a flag up. So you watch for your flags. And legit, we were in the process of setting up the first tip up and we dropped the minnow down. We get down there and we're looking at the sonar to check our depth. And we're like, that looks like a mark down there. Sure enough, on the first one, as we drop it down, I caught like I caught like a 22 inch pickerel.
Wow.
And that's a decent little pickerel, and it actually had some like size to it too, so that was pretty nice.
But especially just showing up, like, you want to have that
we were right. And it was cold, it was a little windy, a little windy to start. And then, you know, we got the tent set up, all our tip ups set up, and we were catching them, we were having fun. And then slowly throughout the day the winds kept picking up and the temps kept dropping.
At least you were catching the stuff, though, because if you would have showed up in the morning and brutal. Never would have caught a fish, it would have been like, well, why are we even out here?
Yeah, no, it definitely would have been brutal, because by the end of the day, it was 40-mile-an-hour winds and 0 degrees outside.
Oh, my God.
The real feel was like minus 30, dude. Yeah. It was frigid.
Yeah, and it's probably taken everything for you guys not to just say, well, we're throwing it in,
it
we're
going
in the cabin
it wasn't
and being
bad.
Done.
It wasn't bad because we had the tents.
Yeah, but, so that takes the wind off.
Yeah, and we had buddy heaters in the tent. But what ended up happening, the thermal tent is heavier than the non-thermal just because it's like insulated. There's more weight to it. So I was sitting with my buddy in the non-insulated tent. And like as the wind picked up, it started blowing the tent more. And like they were staked down and stuff pretty good. They were staked down good. But after a while, like, it was blowing so hard, like, the sides started to want to cave in, and it was, like, bending the poles.
Yeah, and you're just kind of chilling there, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, and after a while, you weren't even, like, when the wind would pick up, you weren't even, like, having fun fishing, because you're like, I'm worried this thing's going to blow over.
If this thing blows over, that's going to suck.
And at that wind, our stuff was going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we stayed warm because we had the buddy heaters. which played huge. I mean, normally we don't run them all day. We kept them things up all day long.
Well, at least you guys were prepared too. I'm sure you're watching the weather and going, okay, it's going to be pretty cold out this weekend. And
yeah.
So you guys were up there for 4 days?
We were up there. We got up there Thursday night. We fished Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, and then came home Sunday afternoon.
That's a pretty good trip.
Yeah,
we'll have to like put pictures of the fish you caught on the screen.
Yeah,
I
got
like
some.
Right now.
I got some up there.
Yeah, you'll have to send those over, and we'll put it in the video version.
Yeah, I got a few. And then the second day was an interesting day. I guess I really didn't finish up the first day.
No, you said how it was cold, the wind was blowing, and you were afraid for your life.
But yeah, no. But after that, we eventually decided like it was blowing so bad that like we're like we can't sit in this tent anymore.
Yeah.
So all four of us packed into one tent. We were all
just to maintain body heat and stuff.
Well, yeah, and then we had the heaters going in there, and we just packed in, and I mean that's how we finished out. But it was brutal to pack up the tents at the end of the night.
I'm sure, because first of all, you're probably starting to get cold at that point. 100%. All you want to do is get back to the cabin and start cooking supper.
Yeah,
100%. And then you're like hurrying, and at the same time, oh man, yeah,
it was rough.
I can imagine.
But we got back, and you know we filleted the fish and stuff, and we kept them till the next night because we were gonna do like a big catch and cook. Fry them up.
That's
batter,
awesome.
You know. Then the next day, we went to a different lake, and, you know, it was cold. That morning, it was -9.
Oh.
Not as windy, but it was cold.
This doesn't seem that, like, kind of fun, honestly, but carry on.
It's a lot of fun, actually. Like, you just gotta, if you're prepared
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, it's just like going out in the woods hunting on a cold day. Like, if you got the right amount of warm clothing on, then
you're gonna
have fun.
You stay all right. But no, we went out, and it was slow. It was real slow. We got one flag on a tip up real early, and then nothing for the longest time. We caught one trout about halfway through the day, and then we were marking a lot of fish, but all super tiny, super nothing you could even like catch.
Yeah,
you know, we caught a few, and then most of the day was just nothing.
So what'd you do? Go back to the other lake then?
No, I mean we stayed. We stuck the day out. You know, a couple of our guys took some naps, stuff like that. And then we, you know, right at the end of the day, we're kind of like, you know, let's try and move around the lake, get on an evening bite, see if we can get something. And we ran into this cool guy, awesome dude from, he's from Philly area, I think he said. He was up ice fishing. And my buddy, two of the guys on the trip had a Garmin Panoptix Live Scope. And so it made it way better. And the guy wanted to check it out. So he came over, he was talking to us, and he's like, there's a crazy crappy bite over here. Like, if you guys set up, like, right over there. Dude, we set up over there, yanking them out.
Dude, that's so
and
sick
towards,
that he, like, gave you a pointer.
Yeah,
there.
it was clutch because we weren't doing anything. And we had, like, one more fish to add to our fish fry that night. And me and my buddy ended up pulling out 2 13-inch crappies.
Wow.
Maybe it might have been actually not 30. They were probably closer to 15, looking back. Somewhere 13 to 15, somewhere in there. Freaking... They were some slabs, dude. It was
so your fish fry was complete.
Oh yeah,
then.
The fish fry got well because they caught I don't know 5 or 6 other keeper crappies, couple gills, stuff like that. Made it definitely worth it. But in the process of not losing one of the crappies, my buddy that caught the other big one, started getting away from like it broke off right in the hole, and so in an attempt to save it, which he did, and it was something. But when it's that cold out, not the best idea.
Yeah.
Reached his hand down in and he was able to grab it. He pinned it against the ice and then was able to pull it out.
Wow.
He was elbow deep. Bro, his sleeve was frozen in like 10 seconds. I felt so bad.
Oh, that's so... I'm sure he wanted to go home after that one.
Oh, he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But no. And then, we fried him up. Freaking ate like kings that night, dude. Ate like absolute kings. And for me that night, dude, I was so tired because we were getting up at like 4:30 in the morning each day. I was so tired. I finished dinner, I ate a piece of pie, and I fell asleep like in seconds, dude.
Dude, that's probably one of the best sleeps you'll have all year though.
Bro, I slept.
When you're like that exhausted, but you're like looking forward to having fun again in the morning, it's like so good.
Well, and the next morning, you know, every day both days we got up at 4:30. So I'm like, all right, I set my alarm for 4:30. I went to bed and I get up at 4:30. I don't hear anybody out there. It's like 4:45. I still don't hear anybody. I'm like, did they leave without me? Like, they just decided I'm so tired, they're just going to leave without me? But no, they made an executive decision that night that they were going to sleep in till 5.
Okay, and, well, that's good.
I didn't realize that, so I woke up a little bit early. I wish I would have had that half hour back, but I enjoyed my sleep, that's for sure. I definitely enjoyed my sleep.
Made so, last day, anything eventful there?
No, not really.
Just a quick morning session before you go home.
Yeah, we fished about 4 hours, you know. Nothing much. We ate lunch.
Yeah.
Caught some pickerel. Nothing really
to write home about.
But it was a nice little cap off to the trip, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because that's like the only time we see our buddy from over there is on this trip.
Oh, okay. So you have a buddy that lives out that
way.
Okay. I think you said that already, but...
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's about the only time. We're trying to plan something this summer, like some sort of trip fishing
to go
wise.
Back out there. I'm Either sure that's that way a good or, fishing spot in the
Bro, it's
the
dotted with lakes out there.
Yeah.
Like, compared to over here, they got lakes everywhere.
Because I talk to a lot of people around here that go out there fishing in the summer and just even camping, they say just... The landscape and the nature itself
Dude,
is just so beautiful.
I mean, it was...
Excuse me.
There's not a lot to look at, you know, this time of year because nothing on the trees and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is... It's gorgeous over there, dude. And the trip, like, across Pennsylvania, like, through State College and everything.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I don't know why, but that stretch of road through State College when you're looking out over the mountains
and stuff...
I know, just,
you're just in the valley
nice,
and...
Such a nice drive.
Yeah, dude, it's beautiful. Yeah, no, we already started talking about our trip next year, whether we're debating on going big and going like up to like Minnesota or something like
that.
That
would be pretty sick.
We mentioned Canada. I don't have a passport yet, so
yeah.
I might have to get a passport.
Yeah, but that would be cool. Just to
I'd be
experience
down for anything.
That. I'm sure the fish up there and you can get into freaking lunkers, man.
Huge lake trout, you know, some big pike, stuff like
that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah,
dude. I don't know. I've never been much of a fisher, but my brother, he's 15 now. He will fish any chance he gets. So that's kind of like motivated me a little bit to get into it. So,
dude, we'll go sometime this
dude,
summer.
Dude, this summer,
sure.
We're going to have fishing content on the Outlaw Channel. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
Ryan will be leading the charge on that. He'll be catching a lot of
fish. Today I actually just paid my dues. I'm joining the... my buddy got me into his fishing club.
No way. So is it like a competitive thing or do you just kind of...
I mean, it is competitive. Like, they're tournaments. Like, you pay, you win money, you know, that kind of thing.
That's
but
pretty
like,
cool. Where's that at?
All over.
All over?
Well, kind of all over.
Like, Pennsylvania area?
Yeah, there's... I think you said they do 4 in PA, 4 in West Virginia.
Okay. So you'll get to fish new places
and
that sort of thing.
And it'll be nice, you know, fishing with different people. You learn different stuff. Stuff like that. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sick, dude.
Comes, you know, late spring. Early summer, that'll start kicking up.
Dude,
that'll
you're going to be a busy man this summer.
Bro, you ain't kidding.
We have a softball championship to win.
Heck yeah, we do.
Fishing championship to win.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. That should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, for the viewers back home, I guess we can just introduce this real quick, because I'm sure we're going to talk about it multiple times and reference it. We started playing slow pitch softball last fall.
And yes, we did.
Like, honestly, we were like that team that showed up and had no freaking clue what we were doing.
There were two people on our team that you picked up that had played before. Maybe three. And nobody else.
And like, a lot of the people on our team had like Little League baseball experience, but it didn't go past that at all.
And dude,
like,
I figured out real quick that hitting a baseball that comes in flat at you and a softball that arcs is
the arc is
different.
Like, especially when it's like a 12-foot arc, dude. There was one
The timing's totally different.
There was one game where this guy was pitching a 12-foot arc, and I striked out like 3 times in a row. I'll just say it.
Just for reference, I didn't strike out once. Colton struck out a team high like 5 times this season.
Yeah, low-key. So, but like, the timing's just so different. Like, and I feel like we all got like that experience we needed to get into this year and be like, okay, this is what we need to do. Like, just the overall morale from everybody coming back this year is going to be so much better.
I think the best part about it for me, too, was the fact that everybody that we played with was super cool.
Right. Like they knew
there
we sucked.
Kind of.
Like, and they were chill about it.
There was a competitive nature to it. But, like, there was, like, the fact that, like, everyone was just there to have fun, play some softball, get up and move a little bit.
Right.
You know? And it made it more fun. and made it more relaxing.
I think it was a lot of fun, and coming into it, like, I think a lot of the teams too, like, kind of knew each other. Like, it started.
We were the new team.
This league, like, just started a couple years ago, I think. So all the captains and the people on the teams knew each other well. Because I think the guy that started was like, hey, will you make a softball team or whatever so we have enough people?
Yeah, pretty much.
So when we came in, we were like the new kids on the block.
Yeah, no, we definitely
probably
were.
Like the youngest players in it too.
Yeah, I would say we were.
We're pretty close to probably the youngest team.
We had one or two. We really only had one older person. I mean, everybody else was probably under 24, 25.
Yeah. We had one lady on our team that was probably in her 40s.
Yeah, it's probably, I would guess, 30s, 40s.
30s, 40s. Everybody else was literally, like, we're the oldest people on the team.
Yeah, yeah.
We were literally, like, that's just crazy to think. But yeah. Should be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, man. I got to get a new bat and stuff. Got to get some more gear.
We got to get the reps in, the off-season reps in, get that ring rust out.
Hit the batting cages a little bit, working out a little bit.
Yeah, I've been doing, what do they call that when you like work on like how high you can jump? You know what I'm talking about. Somebody's going to put it in the comments now.
I want to say calisthenics, but that's not right at all. That's
parastatics or something.
Oh, man. All right, time to Google.
Yeah, Google it. We'll edit this part out. Exercise is called... See, I just...
Plyometrics.
Plyometrics. That's what I was saying. Yeah, I've been working on that every day, you know, just really trying to get the footwork down. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah, my biggest thing, like, because a couple years ago, it's been about a year and a half, I tore my ACL in my left knee.
Yeah, playing basketball.
Yeah, that was something.
Ugh.
But... I didn't have it surgically repaired or anything, because my doctor said, like, you know, you'll be able to do everything the same, just not at that high level.
Right. Like, you can't do, like, physical stuff.
But, like, straight line running and stuff like that I can do, but I was playing shortstop.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to watch a little bit, and, you know, I really tested it, and it was fine.
Yeah.
So,
you might be a little bit sore here and there if you had a lot of, like, action that day.
Biggest thing I found was if you didn't stretch your quads out, you run to first base and you cramp up.
Which I wasn't expecting, because I feel like when we got into this, we thought it was going to be like super easy.
Oh, we did.
But there's a lot to the game that like nobody talks about.
Yeah, 100%.
And like everybody looks at it as like washed up baseball players, like reliving their glory days and stuff. But like there's a lot to it. And I feel like we, by the end of last year, we had it down.
Yeah, no, dude, by the end of the year, we got pretty good by the end of the year.
Like, we all were, like, showing a lot more good sides of our game 100%. Than bad sides.
We finally, it took all season to figure out where everyone played.
Right, because we were switching up positions so much. Like, the first game that you didn't make, I was playing right field, then I played third base, then I was playing first, and then we found out you were good at shortstop, and then, you know, Ray was in left field, now he's playing third. Like,
we eventually locked that infield down.
We locked the infield down. Now we need to get a good outfield.
We had the best infield in the league. I'm bipartial because I was the shortstop.
I don't know, man. I feel like if we had, like, stats... Our whole infield would have gold glove, man. I'm telling you right now, it was game over.
Yeah, no.
But the problem with that sport is there's not a whole lot of ground balls when you get into those big beefy guys that just want to whack dingers. They're hitting them towards the fence, and when
you do get one, you got to be ready because it comes in hot.
Dude, they come in hotter than I thought.
Yeah, it's
for real.
You got to be ready. I can't forget to shout out Eli, our second baseman.
Yeah, Eli's the goat. We're gonna have Eli on the show.
Eli's 100% getting on.
Eli's coming on the show. We're gonna come in talk about. We'll wait until like softball season's kicking off. Is he playing again?
I think he is. I gotta double check with a lot of people, see who's all playing.
Yeah,
get the roster together and stuff. But I'm waiting until a little closer.
I think just to round up like the softball portion of the show today, I think we need to like do like game videos, like mic'd up.
Oh my God, dude. That would be sick.
It would be sick, but it would be like cringe at the same time, like having somebody recording us. So what we need to do is just have someone like record from the outfield.
Oh, I got some people that would love to do
that. My old man would come do that.
100%. Bro, if we could just get like one or two small little mics to be mic'd up.
Yeah, get mic'd up and like make an outlaw softball series.
That would be fun. Or even just to freaking watch. That would be.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to put something on the channel of us playing.
I
think we could make it entertaining. Like when I strike out every time, people are going to be like, dude, this guy, like the amount of hate comments that are going to come through will probably make me slightly depressed, but I can look at it that way, or I can use it as motivation to get out there and just hit nukes. So
yeah, you can get motivated, but We'll see what happens. You got to hit the ball before you
Yeah, we got to make good contact. Which, listen, I had one bad day. The rest of my season was good, but the problem is I had one very bad day, and my stats went down.
When he says one bad day,
I shouldn't even have came, honestly.
I don't think we play two games a day. You probably get about four to five at-bats in a game, I would say
at least four.
So he went 0 for 8 with 5 strikeouts.
No. I did not. I had two hits. I had one hit the first game.
Oh, you did.
And then the second game, I had two hits.
You did.
But I struck out every other time. Yeah. I'll be honest. It was not my best day. If he didn't hit the ball,
he was striking out.
Yeah.
But it happens.
And the worst part is, like, half of my struck out looking.
Yeah. And the strikeout like looking you never
go
pitch.
Out you never go out looking no matter what it's sport slow you're pitch. In.
How do you strike out looking?
I don't know, dude.
I don't think I looked at a strike.
Why do I gotta cut that?
Oh my God.
It's official. The Good Neighbor podcast is officially woke. Yeah. Deal with it. So anyway, I'll mute myself in that one. If that makes you feel better.
Yeah, that would. That definitely would.
Okay. So I definitely have something wrong with me.
Oh.
So like
I know.
So like it is what it is, but yeah, looking forward to that. Gonna be a good time.
Heck yeah. I'm pumped for it, dude. I really am.
I don't know. It's just hard to believe we're already in February. We got the Super Bowl next weekend, or I guess that's this Sunday now.
Yeah, not next weekend. Pro Bowl was this past weekend. No,
what did you think about the Pro Bowl this year?
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't look at a single thing. Like I saw it on social media and stuff. Okay. I saw my boy Minka Fitzpatrick made a crazy good tackle. In flag football, but it was wicked.
Do you want to know my opinion?
What?
I honestly think if they're going to do this flag football thing, they just need to get rid of, like, playing a game, period.
Yeah, it's, dude, it. No one cares about it because the players don't care about it.
Right. And like, that flag football doesn't showcase, like, the sport necessarily. No,
and the other thing that irritates me about it anymore is it's a popularity contest.
Right.
Like, I love, as a Steeler fan and a Pittsburgh sports fan, I love TJ Watt.
Yeah.
Love
Why
that,
wasn't
man.
TJ Watt in the Pro Bowl?
No, he was.
Oh, he was?
But the problem there is he missed half the season.
Right.
And it was the beginning half.
The season.
How do you get – you don't have the stats to get to the Pro Bowl if you don't play.
Right.
It's a popularity contest.
Well, the other thing is it's like –
there were a lot of great players that got snubbed.
Like Derek Carr was on
the whole QBs were
like the QBs kind of were like – I feel like if Derek Carr made the Pro Bowl, Kenny Pickett should have been in the Pro Bowl, honestly.
Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I watched, so I got up this morning, and I was like, wait a second, the Pro Bowl was yesterday. So I, like, sit down, I, like, made some toast for breakfast, and I get on TV, and I type in, like, Pro Bowl game highlights, and it was, like, the flag football. The only thing that interested me at all was at the end when Peyton Manning charged the field and was yelling at the ref or whatever.
Yeah.
That was, like, the only exciting thing that happened in that whole game.
Yeah, no, it they got to fix something with it, dude, because, like, the Hockey All-Star game and stuff was this weekend too, and that's like I like watching hockey.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't like hockey, so be it. I don't care. I love hockey. It's fun to watch, but like it was more interesting because like they do the shootout contest, you know, they do a lot more stuff, and it makes you interested because the players care about it. It's
right,
the
they
the want to
show up and like show off their skill set.
Yeah,
saying listen, I'm in the All-Star weekend or whatever you want to call it depending on the sport. And I'm going to show that I'm a good player.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah,
like,
that's what it's all about.
The flag football thing, it's like you could tell everybody was taking it as a joke.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, they had Snoop Dogg, like, coaching one of the teams.
D-O-double-G.
Yeah. Which is, like, here's the thing. Like, Snoop Dogg's cool and all, but I really don't get, like, the huge, like, fandom about him right now. Like, it's kind of getting, like, burnt out for me. But
I don't know. I'm always going to be a Snoop guy.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, like, he's not, like... In the actual music community, like he's not, I don't think he's as relevant in the music community more than
as like
the,
pop culture.
Yeah, he's,
yeah,
more,
he's
like
he's an
icon
in that.
There it is.
In that regard.
There it
I
is.
I don't know. The whole Pro Bowl thing, it was like, man, but that's how a lot of like all-star games have gone in sports lately.
Really?
Like the NBA All-Star game last year, they were like, okay, the winner donates money to charity or the loser has to donate money to charity. Mm-hmm. So they were just kind of dribbling it down the court and like shooting threes, letting each other score.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do it like that, like make the NBA, the NFL do something like that.
Right.
Like where the players actually are playing for something. Like they're just out there playing. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to, because I mean, football is a totally different sport
than anything.
Yeah.
It's full contact. I mean, there is a chance that every snap of the ball, you're going to have an injury that will put you out for the rest of your life.
I guess you could put it the same way with hockey, too. But
hockey's the same way.
Hockey's more relevant as far as the All-Stars go because it's the middle of the season, I think. I think that's
a big factor. Like baseball, the All-Star break is like a big thing where you have the home run derby and you have the hardest hitting guys all season come in. And you see who's the best slugger in the league.
Yeah.
You know, the All-Star game, like there are special moments where people wanted to watch, like Shohei Ohtani batting and pitching. Yeah. Like that's something that never really happened.
And they tried. They played. Like the pitchers pitched, the batters hit. You know, they did what they do. And the same thing with hockey. I mean, they don't hit as hard in the All-Star game for hockey. And that makes sense because, like, you're not trying to crush a guy during the All-Star game. But, like, they're still, like, the goalies are trying. Like, they're still trying to score goals. They're still doing stuff.
Like, they're not just showing up to get the paycheck or whatever the benefit is of being there, I guess.
Yeah, or just, like, your name, I'm a Pro Bowler. That's I feel like that's what it is anymore.
And then every season after that, they put that in your stat line.
Like, yeah, and there's nothing special about it because, like, the moment – and that's the other thing. Like, the moment you make the Super Bowl, some of the best players, like, this year, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Chris Jones, not going to be – They're not going to be there. So, truly,
the best quarterbacks in the league aren't there.
They're not there. And, like, you know, some of the best players are always in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And they're never going to play in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, which is just a weird concept because every other sport doesn't do that.
Best players are in there. You know, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, you know.
They're all there.
Connor McDavid's there. You know, Nikita Kucherov. Yeah. They're all there.
You think the Chiefs and the Eagles are the two best teams, arguably.
Yeah.
And there's not a single player from those organizations representing those teams in the All-Star
stuff.
I mean, that's crazy, man. And that's how it's been forever.
Yeah.
I feel like also, like, with social media and stuff, it started out where, like, people didn't want to watch the full contact game because it was boring. Nobody was trying.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's people are on there this morning going, I'm not watching. It's flag football.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess the skills competition part of it's kind of fun. But it's not as fun if you don't have the best guys there.
Right.
Like, I want to see...
Like, you have Derek Carr throwing into targets and stuff.
I want to see Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen there.
Right.
Like, I want to see Jalen Hurts there, see what he can do.
Right, the top players.
I don't want to see Tyler Huntley and Derek Carr.
Yeah, like, right.
Tyler Huntley's a backup. Why is he there?
Right, and like we keep on dogging on Derek Carr, but it's like
Tyler Huntley's way worse.
There's however many quarterbacks in the AFC NFC bracket, and they pick.
Well, actually, I saw a thing early in the season, and I very vividly remember this. They picked him as the fourth alternate. Tyler Huntley was the fourth alternate because no one else wanted. Like, who wants to be the fourth alternate QB to go to the Pro Bowl?
Probably.
We're not going to pick you, but we'll pick you.
Yeah,
if three other people can't make it for the people that were first picked, you can go.
Yeah.
And he went.
I don't know, man.
He went.
I'd probably go.
I don't know. It's just...
It gives you exposure.
It does.
It gives you that title you're talking about.
Yeah, the Pro Bowler title. I mean, that's one thing they always seem to look at whenever they're looking at it. It's just
a nice little tagline to say, this guy was good. You know?
I mean, if you really want to look at who's good, you look at the All-Pro team.
I don't know. As far as, like, the alternates and stuff, I'm happy Cam Hayward got the go. Cam Hayward did get the go.
Yeah, I swear he's getting better with age, but one of these years, he's just going to start to decline. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, that happens with everybody.
Yeah, and if we're going to talk big NFL news, the GOAT retired.
I know, like, dude. Officially, here's how I found out. Roll out of bed. It's like 7:30 in the morning, right? And I open up Instagram and I just see Tom Brady's face sitting on a beach. And he's like, you know, he says whatever he said. And I'm just like, I feel like I was in a fever dream.
Yeah.
And then you messaged me that Tom Brady retired. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's true.
Yeah, no, and I feel like it's legit this time. He's done. You can't unretire twice.
Unless you're Brett Favre, and then you can get away with a little bit of that kind of stuff.
But you could almost tell this time. Like,
Yeah,
it was almost like he got choked up at the end.
Right.
Whenever he was doing
over.
It. And it was just so,
I don't know.
He did it was so out of the blue. Like, right. Just woke up one day and said, here, I'm retiring.
Yeah, and then did you see the video of him riding a bike?
No, I didn't.
You have to look that up. He literally posted a video today. He's like, I haven't done this in so long.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's, like, riding a bike through the city. He's like, it even has a bell on it. He's, like, belling, like, ringing at people. It was so, wholesome.
Imagine walking through the city, and then you hear a bell ringing. Get out of my way. And
yeah,
it's
Tom
Brady.
As a loyal Steelers fan, I'd go up and just Chris Brown one to the guy.
Oh, my
the
God.
Bike.
Bro, he owned the Steelers in his career.
I know. He kind
of
did.
He owned a lot of teams.
He actually owned probably like.
Bro, they showed a stat. He had a winning record against every team in the NFL. A winning record against every team.
I would believe it. I mean, you think that was, you want to say like a 20-year stretch on the Patriots? And how many times did they make the Super Bowl? 10 times?
Too many.
So
times too
over
many.
50% of the seasons he played, he made the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, and there was a thing that came out. He's played in like, I want to say it's like 1/8 of all Super Bowls.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild, dude. That's
I don't know.
He has more Super Bowl wins himself than any other franchise.
Yeah.
Like
and like the other thing is like everybody was like a huge Tom Brady hater, unless you were a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
And then he went
Nobody
to Tampa Bay, and I feel like the whole like fan base around him changed. Like,
I know, I still hate him.
He went to a different team. Here's the deal. I don't like Tom Brady, but I respect him.
Yeah, I'm in the same
boat. But let
me
finish what I was saying, then we'll get there. So he went to Tampa Bay and won with a totally new franchise. He didn't have Belichick. Mm. He did have Gronk come back, and a couple of his other buddies went down there with him. And then they won the Super Bowl. Like, he proved right there that he was a part of a good team. Like, I hate saying, like, oh, like, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
You know, Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl, but he proved he was an elite quarterback.
Yeah, kind of. They were freaking loaded, dude. When that defense was stacked.
So
he got great receivers.
Yeah.
Gronk. He had Gronk. Like, that team was loaded.
And honestly, like, the both teams he played on were in really good divisions to get to the Super Bowl a little bit easier, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a lot going for him. But at the end of the day, like, I, as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I don't like Tom Brady, but I respect him. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, after when he kicks your butt that many times, like, you got to respect him.
Ruins your hopes and dreams of anything as
like
a fan.
Like a Super Bowl win when you know you're going to have to go through Tom Brady.
Yeah. But it is what it is there. Speaking of Super Bowls, who do you got? We got a big Super Bowl coming up. The Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs.
That's this weekend.
You have arguably an unstoppable force right now in Philly. They were looking kind of iffy the last game, arguably. But they were playing against what, a fourth, fifth string quarterback?
You're saying they looked iffy. They blew them out.
I thought for San Francisco having no offense whatsoever.
Oh, that defense is stacked, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. They shut down Nick Bosa.
Because they're such a high-scoring offense, and then they did go up against San Francisco, and that is arguably
one of the best
defenses.
They still dropped like 35,
they dropped 33 points or something.
It was in the 30s. I know that. And doing that against the 49ers, that's
Would like to think if they had a good quarterback in, that possibly it could have been a battle back and forth.
If Purdy would have played, I think it would have been closer.
That's why I say, like, they weren't looking so hot.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, well, it was crazy to think that when Purdy came back into the game, because the other QB, whatever, soft. Jack Johnson.
And they're just
hand the ball off. He got concussed.
Yeah.
He came back in with a torn UCL. Like, that man could not
throw.
They're
just like, you got to go in and hand the ball off.
Like, they had, once he was back in, they had no offense.
Yeah.
Once he went out, they had no offense.
But, which is just such an unfortunate thing, because with Purdy, that would have been like the craziest
Cinderella story ever. I liked him a lot.
I did too. I was really rooting for him.
Well, he's going to miss an entire another season.
That's a big injury.
Yeah,
that's a really big injury.
They were hoping he was going to be able to rehab it and be able to come back for next season. But
so who are they going to go with? Are they going to go?
I don't know. Bro, Shanahan already said that they're not sticking with Jimmy G, so it's back to Trey Lance. You know, Trey Lance played like 1.5 games.
I mean, that might be a career ender for
him. Bro, I don't get the Jimmy G hate. He's a winner. He's
won Jimmy G.
He's taken him to the Super Bowl.
Because when the rumors of him going to the Steelers and stuff were going on, I thought that would have been
Really good. I'd have taken him over Mitch Trubisky.
I would have. Which Trubisky, towards the end, like when that Panthers game, he showed a lot of promise there.
Yeah, because he didn't care. It wasn't his job to lose anymore.
But when it was like the pressure's on, it's a battle between Pickett and Trubisky. Because I believe Rudolph wasn't even an option.
And that,
he choked so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm happy he choked because I love Pickett. I don't know if he's the answer, though, honestly. Like, being completely open to everything, I'm still not, like, 100% sold on Pickett.
I guess the biggest thing that sells me on him right now, and until you really let loose in that offense, you're not going to know for sure.
Right.
But in the big moments, he looked calm.
Right. Like, he was calm and they clutched up two weeks in a row. Yeah. Like, you cannot teach
late
that.
Late game.
Like, that's not luck at all. That's...
Late game, under execution. Pressure in the pocket, and he is cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
I'm excited for the Steelers next year.
I am, too. I think
if they make good draft picks...
I think it's going to be a fun year league-wide in the NFL. Because I think there's going to be a lot of people... when I say people, I mean teams, that haven't been good for a while that are going to be good. The Jets are going to be good. The Jets are a QB away from a deep run.
I don't know about that.
Oh, the offense is loaded. They got good receiver. Garrett Wilson's a stud of a wide receiver. Yeah. Brees Hall tore his ACL, but bro, he was lighting it up early in the season.
They did have a really good early season.
He was on my fantasy team.
Was he?
Yeah. That was
so you had to root for the Jets.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Garrett Wilson. Last game of the year.
I was too. Weren't we all?
I think everybody was rooting for him and Joe Flacco, you know.
The one game in my entire life I think I ever rooted for Joe Flacco to throw the ball well.
It was that
he
game.
He put up, I believe they only scored 6 points. I think the
dude, they got
was,
crapped
it was
on
11,
that game.
It was an 11-6 final because of the safety at the end.
Yeah.
11, not a touchdown was scored.
Dude, that was heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking. But, I mean, you can look at it that way, or you can say for the Steelers, listen, you should have had a better beginning of the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, they choked some games.
You know what I mean? They had a lot of opportunities to have a better record, and they would have clinched the playoffs that way. So,
yeah, they would have.
I mean, you shouldn't have let it up to the Jets.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have let it up to Joe Flacco to get you into the friggin' playoffs. But all those teams suck. You know, you got the Eagles, the Chiefs. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
So this is where I'm a little torn.
I'm not torn at all.
I'm not torn either, but here's my...
Actually, I am torn.
I'm going to explain to you my dilemma.
Okay.
Okay. As a Pittsburgh fan and someone that knows Philly fans, Philly fans are obnoxious.
I hate Philly fans.
I do too. I hate Philly.
I'm literally wearing a Philly shirt right now. I don't like
That's
Eagles
a bad look.
Fans.
That's a bad look.
I don't like Eagles
He's a
fans.
Bryce Harper fan. Let's get it straight. He's not a Philly fan.
No, I
He's a
like
Bryce
the
Harper
Phillies
fan.
Because they have a great lineup going into 2023. They're probably going to win the World Series, but anyway.
Pirates are winning it, but...
Possibly.
No, I'm just kidding. They're going to lose 142 games, but that's besides the point.
At least 100.
So, the Eagles... I think are my pick to win the Super Bowl. That defense is incredible. It is Patty Mahomes they're going against. And the Chiefs defense did step up pretty good in their
They have a good defense.
Games. It's underrated. However, that Eagles defense is better, top in the league, and you know, if they can get the run game going, it's over.
Yeah.
But here's my dilemma. I'm in a bit of a bet with my girlfriend.
Oh, what kind of bet are we talking? Money or?
It's kind of money.
Okay.
Like,
well, I don't know where this is going.
No, you get like, it's dinner and stuff.
Okay. So she just wants
a nice
night out.
Who pays for a nice dinner and date?
So she wants the Chiefs to win?
No. So we did a thing of, you know, we'll pick the winners each round. Each one's increasing. She's currently winning by 2 points. She's gotten only one wrong. I've gotten two wrong and she's gotten one wrong.
Wow.
She's up by 2 points right now. So my dilemma is, because she was winning, she got to pick first.
Mm.
She picked the Eagles to win. So by default, I want
to
get a nice dinner somewhere expensive, make her spend her money.
You got to go with the Chiefs.
I got to go with the Chiefs.
Bro, that's a dilemma. Because
I know.
Coming from me, like my opinion on it is I want the Eagles to win.
I do too.
Because like, I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
What do you
honestly.
Mean?
I don't like him. I don't know. There's just something about
Ladies
him.
And gentlemen, this man's... input has been invalidated for everything he says.
There's just something about him that I just cannot get behind for some
reason. I kind of get that. I mean, like,
it's just like...
You weren't a Muppets fan growing up, were you? You don't like Kermit, do you?
I got nightmares over Kermit.
Not a ketchup guy either?
It depends.
Not as much as Patty. Yeah. Not as much as Patty.
Yeah, so like maybe that's where it's coming from. But
your car's ketchup red.
Yeah, it is. We're looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. It needs a bath. I didn't wash it before I put it in the garage for the winter.
That's
anyway,
a bad idea.
So I want the Eagles to win, but that's where like the torn part comes, because like you can look at both sides of the coin and say it's a Pennsylvania team. I'm from Pennsylvania. But I feel like Philly isn't Pennsylvania. There's like a border that goes around the city. Mm-hmm. And all the fans that root for the Eagles suck. And I don't want to see the team win. Because the second they win, there's going to be people climbing up.
Bro, they greased the light poles.
And people still got up
on
them.
I know. It's crazy.
What do they do?
It's crazy. I don't know. Dude, Philly fans are built different. I'll give them that.
They're built different.
I'll give them that.
And it's like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of good things about Philly, but the worst thing about Philly is the Eagles fans. So,
yeah, Flyers fans aren't any better.
I just like the Phillies. Like, Phillies fans suck, too, but
it's
I
baseball.
Like the Phillies. You know, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper,
they got
Kyle
a good team.
Schwarber.
They got
that's going to be a great team this
they
year.
They got a good team.
So, I don't know. That's my pick is the Eagles.
Honestly,
I will sit there. I'm going to sit there and enjoy a game of football. And whoever wins, I don't really care.
Yeah, honestly. I just want it to be a good game.
Right. If I was betting money, I'd probably just bet on the underdog just to – because I don't really care.
The coin flip will be heads. That's where I place my money. Put it on heads. I put it on
tails
heads.
Tails never fail.
I know. But it's going to be heads.
Dude.
Trust me. Trust. I'm calling it right now on Sunday night. The coin flip will land heads.
All right. You heard it here first. Vote heads. We got this.
Put your money on heads.
So with the Super Bowl coming on, what's your plans? What are you doing with
your life? So I'm actually kind of in the process of making plans.
Okay. See, I'm going over to Noah's house. I'm sure you're invited.
Nah, I would love to go, but I'm actually – we've been playing like the past like day. We've been kind of talking.
I know. You got a whole other friend group.
Oh,
that,
my gosh.
You know, you just prioritize.
Hey, I don't
want to
hear
stuff.
It because I invited you and Noah over last week. You just – sorry, you got sick that
I
morning.
Was being responsible.
And I thought I thought you said Noah was still going to show up.
I thought he was,
bro,
too.
Bro, I didn't hear from him all day. He didn't pull
so
up.
So literally, I thought Noah went. And then when we went shooting on Saturday, I was like, how was Ryan's? He goes, oh, I still didn't text him and tell him I wasn't going. Bro, and we were like, well, I'm like, dude, I told him you were going.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good. No, if you're listening to this, I hope you are.
So
it's
what,
all good. I still
so
love
that
you.
Leads into like the ending portion of this podcast. I don't even know how long we've been going. We've been going
I don't know.
For a while.
I think it's a good. I think we've been a little shorter than our goal is to be.
Okay.
In the
whatever.
End. But like it's first episode.
Right.
We didn't really map anything out.
We got one more segment because I asked what you were doing for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So our first power rankings of the new show is your top three Super Bowl foods. I feel like the way we should do this is like even if we have a guest on, we're gonna have like our power rankings
and
or
every
we're gonna
show
have like
your
a
top
weird,
three top
right
three.
Like top three of something. So what we need to do is go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's your should
numbers,
we start from
we'll start,
three?
Oh, you gotta start at three. You gotta build
okay.
up to that last one.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
Wow, you're really putting me on the spot here
because I honestly don't know what my number three is gonna be.
All right, numbers, are we allowed to pick the same ones or is this
yeah
like a draft?
I think we should be able okay. to pick the same all right. ones
all right. I who
because I feel like me and you are different in the aspect that we're gonna have different picks
yeah I think so time. Like I'm trying to think of like basic Super Bowl party foods
okay
like obviously like you
yeah
have your,
like
you
we're
have
gonna go
outliers.
With
like people will eat sushi I ain't
right.
eat sushi
no that's
Bowl
not
Sunday.
To me that's not a Super Bowl
no
food.
But some people would consider it that
yeah,
which is crazy to me crazy
but we're
me.
Like in a weird part of the country where we don't
yeah.
even have sushi
yeah
around
you're,
here,
not,
so
you're
like,
not wrong you're not wrong
okay anyway
I would have to say on the spot number three shooting from the hip here pigs in a blanket the little smokies wrapped up
yeah.
in the little crescent rolls dude
okay
just like
okay.
You
yeah.
can handheld pop them in your mouth
yeah
you're good to go
I can respect the crap
maybe
out
dip,
of that
maybe dip in a little barbecue
yeah you have
sauce.
Like a little bit of sauces mm-hmm. sitting there and like it's a nice snack food
yeah and you can just pile them
and
up
and it's different
yeah
just yeah
take a little smoky
I can respect that
it's easy it's simple you know it doesn't take a lot of effort for someone to make
yeah
I feel like that's also a key to a good food is like if you can make it and it doesn't take a lot of effort.
But it's like hits different.
But everyone's yeah. going to like it at the party.
And everybody's like, dude, this is so good. So my
right.
number three is like
yeah.
really similar. It's
okay.
easy to make.
Okay.
It's literally, you cannot have this You cannot. What's the word I'm looking for? You have to have this at a party, or it's not a party.
It's a must have.
Yeah, it's a must have. Anybody can make it, and it's like the most stereotypical thing.
I think I know where you're going.
Buffalo chicken.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
like that is the like one like football watching, sports watching, just overall hangout food that you can't go wrong.
I had some last weekend.
Yeah. Exactly.
I had some
you
last
gotta
weekend.
Have it.
Yeah.
So
the question, my next question is going to be: are you a chips or a crackers guy with your buffalo, like a club cracker or like a Tostito? Man.
See, I've had both. Now this is where it gets tricky for me. So if I eat the buffalo chicken dip cold,
okay,
I like to smear it on a cracker.
Oh, okay, like almost like a cheese ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a buffalo cheese ball almost.
Oh yeah.
But at hot, it's got to be a chip.
100%.
But it's got to be the scoops.
Tostitos scoops. Yep. Shout out Tostitos scoops.
That's my answer there, because 100%. You get a good amount of buffalo chicken.
100%.
Dip. Yeah. So that's my number three. I don't think I need to explain anymore. I mean,
that's a pretty
buffalo chicken dip's pretty par for the course.
Ironically enough, that's going to lead me right into my number two pick.
Yeah.
Where I am placing buffalo chicken dip at number two.
Dang.
Yeah.
You're just going to do that. You're just going
to have
you put in the number two spot.
I have to, because I don't think it's as... like, it's great, but I don't think it's as staple as what I like as my top option here.
Yeah.
And like you said, the scoops are where it's at. You know, I'll eat the crackers.
Right.
I'll eat the crackers. They're good. If I don't got chips, I'm going crackers. But if I got crackers... no, if I got chips. Sorry, my brain works backwards. If I got chips,
yeah, it's game over.
I'm going chips. The scoops are money. The scoops are money.
And it's one of those things you can make, like, a tray to feed 50.
Yeah.
Just like that.
The question is, how hot do you like yours? Like... do you want to be like sweating when you eat it, or are you just like, you're more like
temperature wise, or do you mean
like spiciness.
The spiciness? See, I like personally, because you can mess it up really badly.
Oh, yeah.
I personally like just enough spiciness to like have it in the back of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it lingers. And
right, but
want
I don't
want
to like take a bite and be like,
whew. Yeah, if I'm sitting there eating it and I'm like,
yeah,
I ain't want it. Right. I want it.
Like, it's just an inconvenience to keep eating it.
Yeah.
Like you want enough where it's lingering, but you can just keep eating chip after chip. That's how I like it, for sure.
Yeah, no, I think I got to agree. It's got to stay there. You know, I'd rather it be on the less hot side, the milder side, than the hotter side, I think, personally. But, nah, if you can get a nice medium in there, like a nice...
yeah, then you're golden.
Just linger. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's hear that number two pick.
Number two,
Mr. Unger.
This is where it gets controversial, because we're in the top two. This is the best of the best stacked up against each other. My number two is pizza.
Pizza. You know, it's funny. I was going to put that at three.
Really?
I was going to put it at
three.
See,
pizza is like one of those things for me. Like, I love pizza. I'm a big pizza guy.
Uh-huh.
But it's also one of those things that I'm watching the Super Bowl, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, if pizza's not there, it's not the end of the world. But it's like one of those like staple.
I guarantee.
Foods.
I don't work at one, but I could ask people that work at a pizza shop. I bet Super Bowl Sunday might be the busiest day of the year.
Easily.
Like,
easily.
Because no one wants to, like, yeah, you can make your own pizza. DiGiorno's, great pizzas.
Right. Tony's, but it doesn't hit the same.
No.
So I'm going to start talking about people now. I feel like we're going to start doing this a lot. Like, Noah wants to have us over for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He says, well, Grayson, which is his girlfriend, wants to get pizza and wings for the Super Bowl, and I think that's ridiculous. And that's where I was like, dude, that's like the staple Super Bowl food.
That's
so that's how I got the idea for this segment. But anyway, pizza's definitely number two for me. And it depends, like, what else is there. Like, I feel like pizza is one of those things where you have to have the sides and the other apps kind of reflect the pizza in a way.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you can't have, like, pizza and then, like, a charcuterie board or something. Or, like, soup. Or like.
Do you know a lot of people like to do soup?
Yeah.
Because they like to change the word to Super Bowl Sunday, but they spell it differently.
I've heard about that. Like, my mom, when we used to have people over for the Super Bowl, she would make chili and stuff.
Oh, I can smell
some
chili.
I think it's partially because it's just an easy thing to make for a lot of people.
Oh, it is.
And it's, like, it's good.
Yeah, soup's reliable. You know, you just got to watch who's making it.
Right.
What are they making, that kind of thing.
What kind of soup it is.
Chili. I feel like Super Bowl soup. Gotta be chili.
Chili. If it's not chili, what are you gonna eat? Chicken noodle soup on the Super
Bowl? I
need
chicken noodle soup for the Super Bowl. It, like, that's a cold weather staple. It is in February, but it's the Super Bowl. I ain't eating no chicken noodle. Give me my chili. Meaty, beany, man-like.
Right.
That's what I want. That's That's what I want.
Right. So that leads us into number one.
Number one.
I feel like you're going to take my number one.
I feel like we're going to have the same pick.
I feel like we are too, because I already like foreshadowed my pick.
I know you did. And that's how I know we have the same pick.
Yeah. What is it?
Wings.
Yep. So we can just like fill wings. That in as my answer too. Wings, yep. Dude. You have to
it's classic.
Have wings.
It's classic. It's the classic.
It's
Super
the
Bowl
classic
food.
Like football food.
Yeah. Okay. There's two subdivisions here.
Okay. Because I was going to get into this too. Yep.
Bone in or boneless?
Bone in.
Okay. So here's where I stand on
okay.
this.
Okay. So we do have a different answer
now,
technically.
I am a big fan of bone in wings. However, if I'm eating it like a party in front of people and stuff like boneless is easier.
Yeah.
So they're very good. There's nothing better than a bone-in chicken wing. Okay? But when it comes to the ease of eating factor, I am going with the boneless wing.
Okay.
Like on Super Bowl Sunday, I'll take bone-in, but boneless.
Yeah.
Just it's easier. Less mess on your hands, you know, like
that's
it's a finger food thing, but like
that's
I don't want to be covered in sauce. My face is covered in sauce. Like
and then
I'm
you're
a
like
messy
sitting there
eater.
Talking to people, and you want to like take a swig of your drink or something.
Yeah, I gotta like finger, I gotta like,
and you're like holding it like this. Like that's just a bad vibe all around. Then you drop it and spill it all over yourself.
Yeah, then you make a mess, and then
you
have to leave the party, and you're never allowed back.
I truly feel like I'm willing to take that risk. Like the bone-in wing is America. It's what this country stands for.
No, it is. It definitely is.
You know, and when you're watching football, like, what more do you want to do than have a turkey fryer in the backyard, cooking up a ton of wings, bringing them in, crispy brown, putting your favorite sauce on them, and just going to town. And you and the homies, like, engulf, like, 5 dozen wings.
Oh, yeah. Flats or drums.
So this is another, like, subdivision.
There's only one right answer.
I'm more of a flat guy.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
I'm more
That's
of a flat
answer.
Guy.
That's the only answer.
Now, the thing is with flats, depending on the way you cook your wings, sometimes it's an inconvenience to eat a flat. So there are some wings that I do like drums primarily.
I could see that.
But the flats seem like they have more flavor for some reason. So if I had to eat one for the rest of my life, I'd eat a flat.
Yeah, and then there's the people that prefer like the whole chicken wing,
right? Which like, is kind of weird, honestly.
I can't get into it. Like I can't eat
either.
A whole like you get
when
more
you just
meat
get
in
the jumbo wing.
Yeah, like
yeah,
get,
there's
you
just
get,
something
like,
about
I guess,
it.
I don't know what to call it, like the tip of the wing, or like I don't know, it looks like a tail.
Yeah,
you know I can't like I would do it, but like it's not my preference.
That's how I feel too. I don't know.
What sauce is you going? Like what?
I'm more of a sweet and hot guy.
You're a sweet
or
and
if
hot?
I can do like some kind of like Kentucky bourbon sauce. That's been like really popular.
It has
the
been.
Past
All right, so let's
years.
Let's go. Sweet and hot, I think, is one of the most underrated and best sauces.
Yeah.
But I'm talking buffalo.
Yep.
Or barbecue. Which one?
Buffalo.
100%.
I truly don't think like 100%. Here's the thing. There's some barbecue sauces that are good on a wing, but they can't be straight up barbecue.
No, like you, like I love Sweet Baby Ray's, but it is
you cannot
not,
put Sweet Baby Ray's on a wing,
wings.
Bro.
It's too thick.
It's too thick.
You need
and
something a little thinner.
Literally, like when you put Sweet Baby Ray's on a wing, it turns into a chicken nugget immediately. Like it just doesn't belong there.
Yeah, that's like putting it on boneless wings too.
Yeah.
Then it definitely is a chicken. You're basically already taking a chicken nugget into one.
Boneless wings with barbecue sauce is fine because they're chicken nuggets anyway.
Pretty much.
But when you put barbecue sauce on a bone-in wing, it's like, I feel like you need therapy after that. Like, what are you doing with your life, dude?
That's a good question. That's
like,
good...
at least do something like, do like a barbecue with a little bit of oomph to it. Don't be putting Sweet Baby Ray's on wings, okay? Like, can you agree with me there?
I can definitely agree because you definitely, like, if you get wings at like a pizza place or at a wing place,
yeah.
They're coming in that pan or in the box
or whatever.
Oh, they're
so saucy.
And they're sauced up, but it's not a thick sauce. It's thin. It's I don't want to say watery, but it's more that texture.
Yeah.
Where
it's a
thinner, in there and splash
it's a
it around.
And you're dipping the...
Yeah, I can splash it around.
But when you get barbecue in there, it's just like you open it, it's just a lump. And you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah,
like, I feel... I would question everything.
Everything?
I would.
You think...
If I opened up a... If somebody's like, I ordered us wings and I popped the... styrofoam container over and it was barbecue.
Chunky, like chunky barbecue. Like,
and I just smell Sweet Baby Ray's. I would look at them and be like, are you okay? Like, do you need help?
Yeah, that, I mean, Sweet Baby Ray's is more like a, you're making ribs, spread them. I didn't even think about ribs. I might want to rethink my options, but that's a lot of work to do ribs on a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, like time, I just feel like ribs is one of my top five foods ever. Ever? But I wouldn't. I'm telling you, bro.
Ever?
That's ribs a is big in my statement. That might have to be one of our next power rankings. 100%.
Top
five.
Catch it next week. Top five best top foods five ever.
Best foods ever.
If you only had five foods to eat for the rest of your life, what five? Yeah, foods are you
put
making?
It in the comments. We'll read them before we embark on our next journey.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, ribs is in my top five.
I'm interested to see where it's going to rank.
Yeah, I'm going to actually have to like really think about it.
That's going to take some thought because I'm a big foodie guy.
But should we do just like the food item in general or where we get it from?
No, I think you got to go in general because if you specify, like then you're getting
like really deep.
Then I got to think.
Because like maybe in future episodes, like if we say like pizza is our best, you know, ranking.
Yeah. And
we
then
can go dive into pizza someday.
Oh, we're definitely going into pizza toppings someday. Because special notice, pepperoni is overrated on pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get into it someday.
Yeah, 100% we will.
You got anything else you want to talk about today?
I don't think so, man. I think I'm pretty good. I think we ran a decent little bit here. I mean,
I think we did. I don't even know how long we've been sitting here, but this was just kind of like the introduction episode to this. Just to kind of like put an episode out there, show you guys what we're going to be doing here.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, I think this is going to be a good way for us to just sit here and have a long-term piece of content that we can do and kind of look back on through life and say, oh, well, this is what happened.
Yeah, man.
You know, the week of February 5th, 2023, we started this.
Yeah, to think about like I'm going to talk about like, I know as like fishing season comes up, I'm going to be talking a lot about fishing and tournaments that I'm going to do. You know, spring turkey season comes.
Yeah,
I'm going
like,
to be talking about hunting.
And, like, one of my thoughts are, one of our plans is, and this is going to be in, like, phase three of the content for this year, which is, like, how I'm, like, documenting all this, is we're going to be posting more outdoorsy videos of the channel. So, like, the hunting videos, hopefully you do fishing.
I definitely plan to.
If we have, like, a successful hunt or something, we're going to post the video.
That's the goal.
We'll have the audio version of it to kind of talk through the hunt. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Which is going to be super
awesome to have. A little bit.
And the, hopefully that's how this podcast is going to be forever, is we'll have like a video version of like what we did and then have the podcast to sit here and like discuss
talk
it.
Talk about it a little bit. And talk it's, about I don't know, for me, I guess the biggest thing out of all of it is I get to relive some of the fun moments of life.
Right.
You know, like there's a lot, of life.
And there's
going
a lot
on.
Of things that will change very quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, now we're just getting to sit down and talk
and
about
like,
it.
Talk about it. Right.
So for me, it's, that's what it's all about. You know, if people hear this, great. They enjoy it, great. It's my life.
I think we're going to have like maybe 60,000 views by the end of this year.
60,000, that's a big number.
Guys, like share
this
with your friends.
I'm hoping for 60.
Share this with your friends. Like the video, subscribe, put notifications on. Whatever you got to do to support us. We are here. The 2023 content season is here. We're going to have a lot of fun. That's all we got.
Heck yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all next time. Goodbye.